So I'm going to read this article here, and then I'm going to say some things. This is taken, this is an article, this is a Christian man. He's an independent Baptist. His name is Don Boyes. I believe he was on the Indiana Senate. So he's served in the Senate there in Indiana. And he's also a strong Christian. At least he'd tend to lean more towards what we are and has some good stands. And I read this article this morning. I said, I'm going to talk about that because it fits right where we're at. The title is Students in Gun Control Crusade are Like Children's Crusade in the Middle Ages. Now, it says, the New York Post on March 14th, 2018 reported, nearly 3,000 coordinated walkouts at elementary schools, high schools, and universities began at 10 a.m. in local time zones and were to last 17 minutes to honor the 17 killed, according to Empower, the youth branch of the Women's March that is behind the walkouts. Now, let me just ask you, how in the world are elementary kids organizing this thing? How are elementary kids going to organize a walkout? Are you kidding me? I'm like, right here, what we're seeing, this is what's called propaganda. Okay, just so you know, this is called propaganda, what they're doing. All right, and they're using our children, they're indoctrinating our children to a certain ideology rather than just educating them. And we can get into public education and whether or not that should even exist. But whatever, that's a whole other argument. I'm not going to argue that right now. But what they're doing is they're indoctrinating them. They're trying to teach our children an ideology that is anti-Christ. It's anti-Bible. And I'm just telling you, that's what it is. So how in the world are these elementary kids going to organize this? And even middle school kids, even high school kids. And I'll give you, for instance, here in just a bit of that, what happened here in Albuquerque. Okay, the article goes on to say, oh, so these 3,000 plus school walkouts did not rise spontaneously without adult leadership. It was intricately planned, preached, and promoted by radical gun haters who used the tragedy of 17 deaths at Parkland to advance a leftist agenda. The student walkout was birthed and directed by the screaming feminists of the Women's March. Those are the ones that birthed this, that pushed this thing. Tens of thousands of students walked out of their classrooms last Wednesday to demand action on gun violence and school safety, with some students protesting in Washington, D.C., saying adults have failed them. A major demonstration is planned for March 28th. Most non-thinkers, can I say that again? Most non-thinkers, okay, consider it a noble crusade. I do not. Again, the Don Boyes. The student action reminds me of the Children's Crusade in 1212, okay, you know, 800 years ago, when about 50,000 children walked across nations in inferior shoes to make the Holy Land, to take the Holy Land from Muslims. That crusade ended in confusion, controversy, and catastrophe. King Philip II of France was holding court in May of 1212 at Cloyes, a small town in the province of Orleans, when he was approached by a 12-year-old shepherd boy named Stephen. The sincere but deluded boy gave the king a letter that had allegedly been given to him by Christ, ordering the boy to lead a crusade to Jerusalem to remove the infidel Muslims from the Holy Land. However, the king knew there was no postal service from heaven to France and told the boy to go back to his sheep. Amen. There's no postal service. That's good right there. Okay, Stephen disregarded the king's command and began to preach a children's crusade to take up the cross in defense of the faith and announced that children would meet at Vendôme in 30 days for their journey to Jerusalem. At the end of June, about 30,000 boys, some as young as six, with a few girls, adults, and priests, gathered as ordered by a 12-year-old delusional boy. The crowd moved south, almost all of them on foot except a few of noble birth riding horses and Stephen, who demanded a decorated cart in which he could ride. It was hot and no provisions were taken. They expected to be fed and bedded by the peasants who were struggling to provide for themselves during a serious drought. Many children died and others tried to return home but the remaining ones arrived in the Mediterranean seaport city of Marseille on the south side, on the southern coast of France. When the crusaders gathered at the northern Mediterranean port, they were disappointed that the sea did not open so they could walk to Jerusalem as Stephen had promised. More crusaders left for home. However, most of them remained believers. Two merchants, Hugh the Iron and William the Pig, made the ships available to them, and when the children boarded to sail toward Jerusalem to convert the Muslims and take control of the holy city, they actually sailed to what they thought were the holy lands, but actually turned out to be slave markets in Muslim nations. Thousands of innocent crusaders were sold as slaves to Muslim sultans. At the same time, another mass of children crusaders were gathered in Germany under the leadership of a boy from Cologne named Nicholas. He is reported to have attracted about 50,000 followers, including more adults than did Stephen. These crusaders traveled from Germany to Italy across the Alps and are said to have even met with the Pope in Rome. The Pope praised their dedication and sincerity and told them to go home. Many did and died on the way. Others boarded ships expecting to sail to the Holy Land but disappeared from history. Nicholas decided to go home but did not survive the second attempt across the Alps. Back in Germany, his father was arrested and hanged under pressure from angry families whose children had perished while following his son. The children's crusade was the product of superstition, ignorance, and religious fanaticism. Children are not leaders, and only thoughtless fools would follow a child across a continent. Yeah, amen. Thank you for that. While they should be heard, it must be remembered that they are immature, inexperienced, shallow children. While the Bible teaches a child shall lead them, that refers to the millennial kingdom. Children are to be loved, taught, and directed, but never in a leadership position. Only a thoughtless fool would follow them. That's exactly how it is. The Children's Crusade was a spontaneous and sincere yet stupid movement opposed by, or at least not supported by, the Pope. But this modern Children's Crusade is sponsored by the most disreputable, disingenuous, and devious radicals in America, the organizers of the Women's March. Now get this about some of these women. Linda Sarsour supports Black Lives Matter, Sharia law, and teaching about Muslim holidays in public schools. Carmen Perez said she admired a Black Panther that attempted to kill multiple police officers. And Tamika Mallory praised Fidel Castro, our co-chairs of the Women's March, so those three ladies. Sarsour also refused to apologize for sharing the platform with Rasmia Yusuf Oda, a convicted killer of Jews. Mallory and Perez are big fans of Louis Farrakhan, minister of the Nation of Islam. All informed people know that Farrakhan is the poster boy for haters of whites and Jews. I mean, some of you, if you've looked into any of this, you know that that stuff is true. I mean, Louis Farrakhan's a wicked devil. These women are wicked devils as well. Let me just come on the record and say that. And look, what they're doing, they're using our children as pawns. That's what they're doing. They don't care about them. They do not. You know, Rahm Emanuel said, you know, a tragedy is a terrible thing to go to waste. Is that what he said? How did he word it? That's not quite right. Somebody help me. There we go. Never let a crisis go to waste. Use it for your political advantage is what he's saying. And that's exactly what they're doing right here. Let me just give you a for instance here. My nephew was one of the organizers, okay, of this for the high school that he attends here in Albuquerque. And he said, well, he's not against guns. He says, we're not against guns. We just want to, you know, take 17 minutes of silent reflection, whatever they want to call it, you know, for the victims. And you know, that may be noble intentions and everything like that, and that may be where his heart was at and where the others' hearts are at. But here's why you don't let children lead you, because they don't see that they're being used as pawns. Okay, a lot of adults don't see that they're being used as pawns. But this is exactly why you don't let children lead you, because as soon as he associated with that, doesn't matter what you believe, doesn't matter why you're standing out there. You're standing out there, and anyone that sees you says, you're against guns. That's all it is, and you were just used as a pawn. And they've done, I mean, how many of you have seen pictures of Hitler posing with children, you know, because it's like, hey, we love children. We're doing this for the safety of our children. And I'm telling you, that's always what it's been. I've said that in the past, that as they take our rights away, they're going to do it in the name of safety. Always in the name of safety. Look, I prefer dangerous liberty. Amen? Amen. And that's part of it. If you want liberty, there's going to be a modicum of danger with it. You have to accept that fact. You just have to accept that fact. And if we don't, and we want to say, take all the guns away from everyone except one, you're saying we want to take the guns from everyone except the government, and they have a beautiful track record. Governments have a beautiful track record of keeping their people safe. No, that's, I'm being sarcastic. They do not. The number one murderer of people in the 20th century was governments. The number one murder by far, I mean, it's like by 1,000 times. By 1,000 times, it's governments. And how do they always start? With disarmament. Disarm the people. Register your guns. We just want to know where they're at. Just register. Why do you want to know where they're at? So you can take them. That's why they want to know where they're at. So these kids are being used as pawns. And I'm telling you, look, if we want to preserve our liberties, the ability to go preach the gospel, people say, well, you just need to preach the gospel and shut up about this stuff. I'm like, you're so foolish. You're just as blind as these children are. When there's adults saying that, if you want to be able to continue to go and preach the gospel, then look, the Second Amendment protects every other right we have, every other liberty we have. And these people that argue, well, we just want sensible, reasonable, you know, gun laws that protect everyone. Like, so we just want them to register their guns. We want them to get a license. We want them to have government permission and all this stuff. You need permission. You got to get a license to do it.
Okay, let's start. Fine, let's go with that logic then. If we need a license for the Second Amendment, guess what? Let's get a license for the First Amendment. As long as you speak within these parameters. They'd be like, no, what are you saying? No. Well, maybe for you Christians, yeah, but not for us. No. See, they don't think, because they think it's that government gives us the right, and that's where people get all off. And they'll make a big old deal about the Bill of Rights, and I do, amen, I thank God for the Bill of Rights. But the Bill of Rights is not some rights that our government gives to us. No, they're rights that our founding fathers recognized. Every man in the world, no matter where you're born, has them by birth. If you go back and study some of this, it's called natural law. Okay, these are natural laws. People that don't want to bring God into it, fine. It's a natural law that every man is born with. Okay, now obviously we know God gave us these rights. Amen. By the way, if you go to Exodus chapter 20 and it says, thou shalt not steal, correct? Do you know what that implies? That implies private property. That implies that I can own this property. That's what that means. You say, it's reasons like that. This is why I'm against property tax. We were foolish whenever it happened. I don't even know when it happened, but we were foolish to ever bring that in. And here's why it was done. But we need roads. You know, we want good schools for our children. It's always in the name of safety and good for the greater good. So let's tax everyone's property. All we did was just tell government, if we don't ever pay it, you can steal our property. So we're like basically, I think the right term, I may be wrong on this, is a serf. Renting our land from government. Renting our land from the lords. That's how it is. You go back to like England, that's how they did it. You had one lord of the manor, you know, he owned everything and he would rent out portions of his property to people. And that's all we are right now. We don't ever own it. The American dream, own your own home. Except you never do. Stop paying your property taxes. See how long you keep it. See how long you keep it. See if they won't show up with a gun too, by the way, to get you off of it. See if it doesn't happen. But God, see, that's why I say these are natural rights. These are God-given rights. That's what people want to argue. People that would be like on my side, okay, if you want to put it like that, on the conservative side, those for liberty and stuff. I got people on this side that would say, oh, illegal immigrants shouldn't have guns. Well, why not? Wait a minute. Because you think, you're so blinded, you think that it is only an American thing. No, it's a human thing. Amen. The humans have the right to defend their life. Amen. That's what it's about. And our children right here are being used as pawns. And people, the non-thinkers, people don't think and they don't look farther down the road. The prudent man looketh well to his going. We need to look down the road and understand, why would they want to take our guns? And they think, you're crazy. The government doesn't want to take your guns. Okay, then read the, what's the name of that bill, the 2018 bill? What's it called? I just went blank on it. The assault rifle ban of 2018. That's what it's called. That's the official name they gave it. The assault rifle ban of 2018. Just read through it. You don't have to get very far into it. And they start listing off all the guns. And by the way, any pistol. You say, we're not coming after your guns. We just want those scary assault rifles. Which, whatever, define that for me. Okay? But just start reading through it, and they want our pistols too. Anything over 10 rounds that can hold more than 10 rounds, they want to take. We're not after your guns. Yes, they are. Why don't people think? That just is what amazes me. You say, why are you saying all this to us, preacher? We know this. Good, then start telling other people to start thinking. When you have these conversations with somebody, with a family member, just challenge them on this stuff and say, well, think about it. Why would they want to take our guns? And look at the track record of history of what governments have done in the past. Just look at it. Look what our own government's done. You know, look what they did. People want to bring up, well, what about slavery and the Indians? You don't make a big deal about that. Okay, let's look at the slaves. Did they have guns? Might have changed some things had they had some guns, huh? Might have changed something. They could have shot back and said, get away. What about the Indians? You know what they did? They disarmed them. I think, if I'm not mistaken, a wounded knee, that's what happened. They were disarming them, and then some fool fired a shot, and they just ended up slaughtering them. That's what it was. Because they were taking their guns away, and then they got slaughtered wholesale. So yeah, history, even in this country, backs up what I'm saying. How about the Japanese during World War II? If you just look Japanese, they're throwing you in an imprisonment camp under horrible conditions. In this country, right here, Colorado was where they had one of them. Keeping people in little sheds, basically, with holes in them. In Colorado, you ever been in Colorado in the wintertime? It's not exactly warm. And that's where they had them. American citizens. And that's what they did to them. So yeah, you can trust your government. People don't think. The prudent man looketh well to his going. We've got to look farther down the road. You say, why do you make such a big deal about this? Because if we lose this, I'm telling you right now, we're going to lose the ability, the liberty, not the ability, but the liberty to preach the gospel. It will be gone. And then we'll be doing it at risk of being arrested. And we're getting closer to that. We've got to start pushing back on some of this stuff. And I'm not telling anybody here to go shooting anyone. That is absolutely not at all what I am saying. Amen. I'm talking about we need to start discussing this and dialoguing with people and exercising the rights that we have. Use our freedom of speech. Evangelize. Amen. Amen. Buy a gun. Amen.
Amen.
Buy five, actually. Okay? Don't just buy one.
Amen.
Amen. I'm with you right there. Amen. Right there. Buy some more guns. And ammo, lots of ammo. I mean, exercise your rights and don't apologize for them.
Amen.
We shouldn't have to. They're using our kids as propaganda tools. They're using our kids as propaganda tools, and non-thinkers just follow right along because they don't think. All right, let me go on. Razmiya Yusuf Oda was one of eight who organized the Day Without a Woman. She's a Palestinian who planted four bombs in Israel that killed two men. So let me just say, she's not against weapons. She's just against you having weapons. Because obviously she used them. She's all for it. She agreed to leave the U.S. rather than spend time in prison for lying on her citizenship application. She joined with several other militants as co-authors of a manifesto for a new, more radical form of feminism. You can just write that down, that they're going to start, you know, more of this stuff. Physical attacks is what they're going to do. Oda's co-authors included Angela Davis, who supported the Black Panthers, was a former leader of the Communist Party USA, and wants to abolish prisons. A real sweetheart. He goes on to say, all right, as I'm looking at this, some people think, you know, non-thinkers. I just like that term. I think I'm just going to, that's my word for the day, okay? Non-thinkers. I like that. Okay, some of these people, they want to say, you know, that the, what is it, what are they called? Oh, man, help me out. They were the KKK. They're a racist organization. Hey, man, I'd agree with that. They are. And they'll whine and complain about the KKK, but then they'll go support the Black Panthers. You know what the Black Panthers are? A racist organization. All right, that's the same thing. What is it? La Raza. That's the same thing. A racist organization. You know what that means? The race. The race. How about if a white person says, I'm supporting the race? You're racist. But if you got brown skin, it's okay to say it. La raza. Then you can say that and it's not racist anymore. Or put your fist up, your black fist up. Black Panthers, black power. It's not racist all of a sudden, only if it's white. Well, they're all racist, to be honest with you. They're all racist. When do we have a White History Month? Just curious. When do we have that? And then the whiners on the left say, yeah, every month but February. You sure about that? Because you guys are going after them all the time. I mean, the white man's a devil. That's how it's portrayed. It's okay to be racist towards white people. I'm just telling you, in this country right now, it's okay to be racist towards white people. You're allowed to do it. That's what's allowed right now. They're all racist. See, non-thinkers, grab your Bibles, open up to Isaiah chapter 3, verse 12. You've got this, what's it called here? The Women's March, okay? They're the ones kind of setting this whole thing up. I want us to just see something. Let's get some Bible in here, okay? Isaiah chapter number 3. And you've got them using our children. You know, they're listening to children. They can't vote. They have no say-so. And we're listening to children. You got the governor of Florida passed some dictatorial, tyrannical, unconstitutional law, signed it into law, banning, I forget how far it went. It's been a little bit since I've read it. It was last week and had a lot going on. But anyway, it's unconstitutional, the law that he signed into, the bill he signed into law. And he did it at the demands of children. Okay? This is why we don't need politicians in office. We need like men that will stand up, men with a backbone, who will say that's foolishness, that's unconstitutional. No, I'm not signing that. Really, that's what we need. Not that just they just go with their party. I don't care if it's Republican or Democrat. Just men that will stand up and say no. And I did say men. Amen. Isaiah chapter 3, verse 12. Here's why I say men. As for my people, children are their oppressors, and women rule over them. O my people, they which lead thee cause thee to err and destroy the way of thy paths. So children are their oppressors, and women rule over them, and those that lead them cause thee to err. That's right here what I'm talking about. Children and women leading people. That's what this whole walkout thing is. It's being led by children and women, and those that lead thee cause thee to err. And people just follow this wholesale. The Bible's against it. The Bible's against it. I'm just telling you right now. And we ought to be against it. Amen. We ought not fall for this. Man, if my child partook of that and they got home, I would whoop them. Amen. In high school and everything, I would whoop them if they partook in that. That's what needs to happen. The article goes on to say, such are the people who are manipulating the modern children's crusade to remove guns from Americans. But you didn't hear that from the mainstream media. The student crusade is even wrong on its face. Schools are a place of learning, not for indoctrination or social experimentation. Amen. They're supposed to be a place for learning. I mean, all we need school for is to, again, if I'm not arguing that right now, but if schools are going to be there, all that they need to do is teach the basics. Reading, writing, and arithmetic. That's it. Teach them history. But that's it. You don't need anything else. Once you're done with that, then you go specialize in whatever field you want to take up. That's when you start learning more. But reading, writing, arithmetic, history. That's all school's needed for. You teach a person how to teach themselves as they get through school, and that's what it is. And if you need to learn more, then you go and learn more. But that's all really the purpose of school is. But now it's not that. It's all indoctrination. I mean, they're not teaching them anything useful. I mean, look at even the math that they're teaching them, Common Core. Have you ever looked at some of those problems and the way they want you to solve them? That is, I'm serious. Has anyone ever looked at them and been like, what? Even when I see the explanation, I'm like, what? It's ridiculous. Why? Because they don't actually want to teach our children. It's called the dumbing down of America because ignorant people are easier to control, by the way. Ignorant people are easy to control. So, schools are a place of learning, not indoctrination. Students cannot be permitted to decide when to disrupt the educational process. If they are permitted to do so, who decides what issues will be supported? Will it be the superintendent, principal, consensus of teachers, the teachers' union, or parents? Get this, this is good right here. Would leftist media personalities praise a crusade to promote limited government, family values, Christian education, the death penalty, traditional marriage, adoption, not abortion, and other conservative and Christian issues? Would they? Would they make a big deal about it like that if they came out and said, if the students rose up and said, you know, just spontaneously, we want limited government. We want less government. We want you out of our lives. Let us have our guns. Let us have our religion. Let us practice our religion how we want, where we want. Would the leftist media support that? Or they'd be like, these radicals are rising up and rebelling against the authority within the churches. I guarantee that's what would come out. I guarantee that's what would come out. I haven't verified this, but I did see a headline that an Ohio student was given, he was detention or he was suspended because he was the only one in his class that wouldn't get up for the walkout. He stayed in class and they gave him a detention, I believe it was. Did anyone read the article? Was it verified? Okay, I haven't verified it. I'm just saying it wouldn't surprise me, okay? So, would the leftist media support that? I doubt it. The answer is obvious to all honest people. School officials would not permit students to do a walkout to support such causes. Are all leftists hypocrites or are all hypocrites leftists? For sure they are delusional. So were Stephen and Nicholas. Now, let me say what the principal of the school that my nephew did go to. He went and talked to the principal asking if the principal would help him to organize it. And the principal said, no, I'm not going to help you organize it. He said, okay, I'll do it myself. And then right before they were getting ready to do it, a voice came on the intercom and said, we're going to run a fire drill. And what they did is they said, well, now, so they're making, forcing everyone basically to participate in it. And they said, no, no, after the fire drill, if you want to, then you can go inside. So you don't have to participate in it. But according to my nephew, as students tried to go inside, they wouldn't let them inside. And they're out there taking pictures, and they make it look like the whole school body supported it. Now, what you call that right there is propaganda. That is propaganda to show people that, look at the support that this has, the whole school. That's what they do. That's what happened. That's an eyewitness testimony of what happened. We can't. This is why I'm opposed to any type of public education. Any type of public education for our children. For one, they're not even teaching them the basics very well. It's getting worse and worse, by the way. It's getting worse and worse. That's why they've continually dropped the standards for the SAT and the ACT. Because what they were testing at, like in the 50s and 60s, they've had to drop, even for my generation, for this generation, so they can maintain the same level, because we're not being taught what we should be. They're not being taught critical thought, how to think critically, and they're being indoctrinated to a certain ideology. And it started in higher education in the colleges, and you can see the fruit of that through the hippies. And it coming out of, you know, liberal California, Berkeley and all that, really that's where a lot of that started. But they started saying, let's just take over the education centers. We'll start gaining control and we'll decide what we're going to teach them. And that's what's happened. And now it's spread down into the lower grades, into high schools. It's reasons like this why I am against public education for our children. Now look, if there's some single mom, and that's the only option you have, then that's the only option you have. There's certain circumstances. You can't do anything about it. It is what it is. Okay? Maybe you just learned this. Your children grew up, came through public school. There's nothing you can do about that. It is what it is. Don't feel bad about it. You can't change that. But you can help to teach your children now. Don't ever put your kids in a public school. Ever. It's just getting worse. I mean, it was through public education that Hitler was able to get his Hitler Youth to turn in their own parents to be sent to concentration camps because they weren't Nazi enough. They weren't Nazi enough supportive. Because the parents were thinking, some of them, and they'd say something critical about the government, and the children are being indoctrinated in school. If you hear that, you know, you tell us, turn your parents in. And that's exactly what happened. They did the same thing. Back in the 80s, you know, Just Say No against drugs, you know, and they said, hey, if you ever see any of this at your home, you know, turn your parents in. And kids were doing it. I'm not saying it's right for parents to be doing drugs, but I'm just saying it proves my point that you can indoctrinate children to go against their own parents. And that's what's happened in the past, and yet we think they wouldn't do that. Our government wouldn't do that. They love us. Really? Do we really think that? When they want to take over the healthcare, and they're going to start divvying up. They're like, you're too old, you don't qualify. You're going to be on a waiting list for 3 years. Now, they're never going to say, no, we're not going to give it to you until they have absolute control, but they'll just keep you on a waiting list. You know, yeah, I want some bureaucrat behind a desk to decide what care my family gets, my mom would get if she's ever that sick. I want them deciding that rather than me. This is when we devalue life. It's on both ends of the spectrum, through abortion and through, you know, assisted suicide for the elderly. We have devalued life, and therefore we're killing them on both ends. We're indoctrinating our children into this ideology. This is what's being taught in schools. Maybe not all the time. Someone might say, well, I got a teacher that opposes this, because you got a thinking person. But overall, the majority think like this. As I've been looking at what the majority of teachers are saying, they're against arming teachers. Like, so you can take my Second Amendment right because you're afraid of a gun. You can take my right away from myself to defend myself because you're afraid of a gun. So I have to use my body as a shield for these students rather than being able to shoot back. And we know in this Parkland incident that there's video, you can see the sheriff standing outside, or not the sheriff, but a deputy standing outside, not going in. They know what's going on, and they're just walking around outside. Well, the police will help us. You sure about that? You sure? Because we know they don't. Not all of them. I'm not trying to put down police. I think most of them would run right in, except some of the cowards that were there. Or they tell them, stand down. That's an order you just break, by the way. That's just an order you just don't follow. When you can hear the gunshots and the kids being massacred in there, you just don't follow that. But no, we just wait for the police to protect us. Not me. Not me. Police can't prevent crime. They can only react to what's happened already. They don't have superpowers, and they're not mind readers to know when a crime is going to happen and where it's going to happen. All they can do is respond once it's taken place. And that's what I mean when I say that we have to have dangerous liberty. It means we have to run the risk of that something like that might happen. Or we can take all guns away from everybody, and that will never happen because there's always going to be somebody with guns. The criminals are still going to keep it. You know, more people are killed with hammers, I think, as you look at the statistics, than they are with guns every year. Go figure. What's that? Right. A death machine. Right. How many die with texting and driving? Exactly. Let's take away all cell phones from kids. Some parents are like, yeah, let's do that. Right. To 21. Yeah. There we go. See, this is some of the stuff they're passing for guns, and we're like, yeah, do it. Having a gun is a fundamental right, a natural law given to us by God to protect yourself. Okay, a car is not. Now, we should be able to travel as we please. Yeah, don't get me started on all this stuff here anyway, but I'm just saying, look, they're indoctrinating our children. We need to just watch it. Just teach your children. Teach them. That's what I'm trying to do right now, even, is teach our children. But you teach them as well. Talk about it. What does this have to do with the Bible? This has everything to do with the Bible. Because if we lose the Second Amendment, we lose our right to freely preach the gospel. It won't happen right away. It won't. But we can see it slowly happening up north in Canada. It is. They can't preach against the sodomites. It's illegal. It's illegal there. And they've disarmed them. Yep.